Good morning, Reverend Steve here again. You got a double burst of me this Sunday, isn't that good? And mainly because, you know, it's typical really, I always forget when it's Father's Day, and partly it's because I don't really hold with special days to commemorate fathers, or indeed mothers particularly, because I think that every day is a Father's Day and Mother's Day. Every day we want to honour our dads, you know, we want to know they're special. But yeah, I get it, and I thought I'd do a special message, just a short message really, to say something about dads, and to encourage all of you who are dads, and to, it's a tough job at times, that's for sure. You may have noticed in the reading that we have today, it talks about teachers and students, and I think in a way that our dads teach us, and sometimes they teach us stuff that's really good, and other times we think, well, I don't want to do it like that. When I get older, my own dad didn't know his dad, you know. His dad was killed during the war, and I think my dad always had this sense. So he used to say it to me, he said, son, you know, I've never known how to be a father because I never had one. I never saw how it's meant to be done. And at the time I thought, oh, well, fair enough. But now I think it was a real sense my dad had that, you know, he was never quite sure how to do it. Of course, the truth is none of us are. There's no manual. You can't prepare yourself. You do the best that you can. But one thing I have thought over the years is I suppose the older I've got, the more appreciative I've got of my father, and maybe I've become more understanding of his the weaknesses, partly because, you know, I realise that his weaknesses are my weaknesses. The Bible, of course, tells us that we have a Father in heaven. We have, you know, God is our Father. And I think that's really comforting, because maybe it means that however our own dad did, our true Father, you know, the Father of all fathers, the Father of personkind, is God. And we're all invited into his family, and we're all exceptionally precious to him. It's a tough job, and I wanted today to just acknowledge that and to say thank you. Thank you for dads, you know. I think that when it's done well, it's really inspiring to see the father's love for their family and the father's love for their wives and their children and their partners and the people around them. It's strange, isn't it, that Jesus, of course, never married, you know, he didn't have children. So what he had was this primary relationship with his own father. And you realise that, you know, when he cried out on the cross, where are you, where are you, dad, where are you, that he had this tremendous need for a father as well. And so today, I just want to honour fathers. I want to say thank you. Guys, if you're out there and you're listening, you know, I stand beside you in all our glory and all our failings as dads. It's a vocation being a father, and it lasts a lifetime when we're blessed with having children. And so, friends, dads, you know, hats off to you. Keep at it. Enjoy all the good things and ride through the bad things. I honour today the role of fathers, and I'm thankful for mine, and I hope that you're thankful for yours. Maybe you'd like just to bring to mind something that you can remember about your dad that would be comforting to you. Of course, I'm aware that some of you may not have known your dad. Like my father, he couldn't really bring anything to mind. And maybe in that case, it's a case of bringing to mind that God is our great Father. God will look after us. So let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are our ultimate Father. We thank you for fatherhood. We thank you for all the dads over the centuries and millennia who have loved and cared for and with their families. We thank you for the role models, fathers who we can learn from, even if they're people who have just acted as fathers to us, not our actual biological father. We thank you and we ask for strength and courage and wisdom and gentleness for all dads. We thank you for the image of fatherhood that you give us. And today, I pray for every single dad out there that you will find strength and courage and peace and wisdom. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.